Blog Talk Radio.
Heaven knows your existence.
Heaven knows.
So,
heaven knows.
Heaven
If that song don't wake you up, guys, I don't know what will. I do believe that our better days are ahead. I do believe in what I do, and I do believe in you. And I want to welcome you to Spiritual Talk Radio. My name is Psychic Medium Michael, and I will be your host for this program, for this hour. But we do have a guest with us today, and I'm so excited about having her here with me. And her name is Jan, and she'll be here shortly, and she is a medical intuitive. We are not doing psychic readings today. I think that she might look at some energy blocks and stuff later on in the program. I'm not sure about that. We'll just have to see where spirit leads us. But I just want you to know that we are not doing psychic readings today. So if that's what you called in for, you might want to hang up. You can listen to the program on your phone. We do appreciate you doing that. But I just wanted you to know, so you don't get mad at me that you're sitting there and sitting there and sitting there, and then we're not taking your calls. So I just want you to know up front that we might take your call, so you can hang on the switchboard if you want, but I'm just letting you know right now that we might and we might not, okay? All right, because I just don't want any confusion. I just don't want you mad at me. All right, let's go ahead and pull a card for the show today. It comes from my Gaia deck. And it's the Amethyst card, and it talks about transformation, certainty, and confidence. And that's where we need to walk, and that's where we need to stand. We need to walk in that confidence, knowing who we are. And a lot of you don't know who you are. A lot of you think you know who you are, and some of you know who you are. And so it's that process of finding out who we truly are, and who we truly are. Are spiritual beings housed in human forms, having human experiences, and that's what we need to stand in and walk in that certainty and that confidence of knowing that. And right now, we are in a period of transformation. We are in a period of change. Just look at your own life. Look at where you were. Look just at where you were probably maybe a couple years ago. Just look at where you were a couple years ago. You know, a lot of times people say, oh, let's look back 10 years. Let's look back there. Where were you 2 years ago? You're not in that same place. I'm not in the same place I was yesterday, actually. We're constantly moving, constantly transforming, and that's where we need to walk, and that's where we need to stand in, all right? I will let you know, I have talked to Rose. Some of you know who Rose is. Rose helps me out on the phones a lot here. I just talked to her right before the program. She is home. She is in Las Vegas. She was in Oklahoma. Her and her son were traveling the last couple of days here. And I am so glad that she's at home, because I care about the people that I care about. And so I just wanted to be sure that she was okay. And it just makes me feel a whole lot happier to know that she is safe in Las Vegas. And we're going to pray. Right now she's going to be going out looking for a place to live today. So we're going to see miracles happen in Rose's life. She's had some rough times. Please don't tell her this, that I was talking about this. But she's had some rough times, just like you've had rough times, just like I've had rough times. And I've known Rose for a while now, and I really, really do care about her. I really do love her, almost like a sister. And you know, she just needs a turnaround. She just needs that miracle of knowing, hey, you know what? We got your back. We're watching over you. We all need that. But let's pray, especially for Rose today, that she finds a place to live and that she can afford it and all that stuff, that jobs open up for her, and that her life will turn around in this now moment as we go open with prayer for this program and for everything else. Yesterday, if you weren't watching the news, I'm going to briefly talk about this really quick. If you weren't watching the news yesterday, and I don't really pay a lot of attention to the news. I try to avoid it like the plague. But I turned it on for just a few seconds, and they were talking about this school in Atlanta where a guy walked into the school with a gun. Luckily, the school staff talked to him. And the one thing I want to focus on here is she told him, this is how he got talked down. Is she told him that she loves him. He is standing there with a gun telling her that he's going to kill everybody in the school, including her, and she's saying, I love you. Love can overcome all kinds of obstacles. And what our world needs more than anything is love. Today, she is a hero in my eyes because love won yesterday. Not a person was hurt. Love won. And love will continue to win, and that's what I want to focus on. Let's go to prayer. Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for love. We thank you for your love at this now moment. I thank you so much for getting Rose home. And right now I just pray that she would find a place today to live that she can call home. She hasn't had a home for a while. And just give her that home today. Today. I want it today. I don't want it tomorrow. I don't want it anytime in the future. I want it today because she needs it. If this is your will, I pray. And Father, Mother, God, right now I pray for Jan as she gets ready to come forward on this program with me. And I appreciate the gifts inside of her. I thank you for putting her on planet Earth at this time in our lives. Because we're all playing a part of this huge spiritual awakening. We are just pieces of a gigantic puzzle. And I thank you for Jan, and I thank you for what she's going to share with us here in just a few moments. And I thank you for leading me to her, or leading her to me, however that worked. And Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for her life. And I just pray that you would just bless every area of her life. Father, Mother, God, right now, I pray for the people listening to my voice live and the people that will listen to this program archive. Let us know that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever, and let us know what that means. Father, Mother, God, right now I pray that you would just bless them in every area of their life. And if there are energy blocks in their lives today, that you would help us know how to help them get rid of those. And Father, Mother, God, we thank you for them. We thank you for their lives. We thank you for the abilities that are inside of them, that they are learning how to tap into. And that's what this program is all about. It's all about educating, encouraging, and empowering them. Father, Mother, God, I thank you for that. I ask that you would continue to bless me, continue to lead and guide me, and I thank you for all that you have already done. And just, man, Spirit, you did have turned things around in 24 hours. And I am not the same person I was even 24 hours ago. And you are continuing to bless me. And I thank you for that. Because once we go into a place of trust, once we go into a place of obedience, we move. And I thank you for that. And right now, surround us with that white light of the Holy Spirit, that white light of protection. And we say namaste, and we say amen, and we say hello to my guest, finally. And Jan, thank you so much for being here today. Hi.
Hi, Michael. Thank you so much for that beautiful prayer, and thank you for the invitation.
You're more than welcome. I don't know. I was looking at your website yesterday, and I was praying about the program today, and I don't know what Spirit's going to do today, but I got so excited last night and during my meditation time for this program, and even today when I was out bike riding and doing some more meditation. You know, Spirit is amazing. And now tell us a little bit about you. How did you get started in all of this, and what do you do actually? So I guess we should start with that. So go ahead.
Well, I started right now. I call myself. Let me tell everybody my name. It's Jan Merrill,
okay. All
and
right.
I call myself a medical intuitive and psychic consultant. And
right.
I really started out doing very much what you do.
Right.
I will say that I. All my life, I was kind of interested. I was in my 20s. I was reading the Seth books by Jane Roberts, and
right.
and I was doing tarot cards and humming along, living a very normal life,
right.
and just doing tarot cards for fun. I wasn't professional at that time. And then the harmonic convergence rolled around, and my psychic doors blew open. And I started to channel. I started to hear the voice of a teacher, and I was just channeling for everybody. I was hearing from their guides when I would
right.
sit across from them. And so, and this was all for fun.
Right.
And then at one point, Spirit was ready for me to go professional, and so they put in front of me, they put a sign that read, Reader Wanted, Tarot Reader Wanted. I wasn't doing tarot cards anymore, but I was channeling, and I at that time thought I was going to be teaching. I had a Master's of Fine Arts degree and was expecting to teach at the college level, painting and design classes, and this is where Spirit took me, and so I started to do some of these psychic readings and channeling professionally and got great feedback and loved it, and I was growing every day with every reading I did. I grew, I was happy, and the people were happy, and 20 years later.
Right.
Basically, that's it. I will say that the medical intuitive came along as I grew into it, and I learned again from each session as people would ask me, how's my health? But way back when I first started to channel, my guides told me I'd be going to medical school, which made me chuckle because I can't even handle the sight of blood.
Right.
So I didn't know what they meant, but of course years later I looked back and understood.
Yeah.
So are you wondering what medical intuitive is?
Well, I know what medical intuitive means, and maybe a lot of my listeners do, but just in case somebody doesn't know what that is, could you tell us a little bit what that is, just in case there's somebody that's listening that doesn't know what that is?
Well, actually, there are different kinds of medical intuitives. Some
right.
people have studied the human body and anatomy, and they can look at you and see an X-ray or something on
right.
that order. I do not deal with the physical level at all.
Right.
What I see is the energy level, the subatomic level of
awesome.
Vibrating energy that underlies the physical level.
Right.
And when I scan, I actually watch a scanner bar when I'm doing a session. I'll watch a scanner bar go from somebody's head to their toes in their energy field in my inner screen, and I'll see these big blotches of dark energy, kind of like sludge in a plumbing pipe.
Right.
That's blocking the life force that runs through us and feeds our organs and our systems.
Right.
And so I'll tell somebody what that is, where it came from, and how to clear it. And usually there'll be some kind of physical symptom that they're experiencing from these blocks.
Because I think that's awesome. Because a lot of our physical stuff is coming from our energetic stuff. You know, that's something that's out of line. With this energetically. Would you agree with that?
I would say all of your physical problems are coming from your energetic
okay.
level.
All
because
right.
the physical comes, the physical doesn't just happen on its own.
Right.
The physical manifests out of our energy.
Right. Okay. I totally agree. And sometimes I don't get all my words lined up correctly. So, but that's all right.
But you're correct. It's a matter
yeah.
of not being in alignment. And from where you're coming from, I would say it's not being in alignment with Spirit or with the truth of who we are.
Right. And yeah. And that's what I think Spirit's trying to get us. And, you know, there's a lot of times, you know, like headaches, you know, a lot of times, you know, people have headaches and, you know, that's your body trying to say, hey, you know, I'm trying to tell you something, and a lot of what is also going on with your bodies right now is your body's trying to say, okay, there might be something spiritually, you know, energetically going on with you that I'm trying to show you by you know, manifesting this, you know, pain in your side or whatever's going on with you on a physical side. But now, how did you – now, you said that it's been a process for you. You know, you started out doing readings, and as you grew – and as you opened up more to Spirit, then Spirit started bringing this into you. And that's how it is. You know, that's how it was for me. You know, I started out doing card readings, and then, you know, I stepped into more stuff. But you know, it's a journey. And now, have you now how does other people accept you? I mean, does your family accept all this? I mean, because, you know, that's a question I ask, because everybody's different. And you know, so do people accept this, or do you have some questions sometimes from people about your gifts?
That's a fabulous question, and it makes me laugh because because my clients are very accepting,
right?
You know, and I have a nice, healthy clientele that it's growing right. all the time. People read my website and they call, or people refer. So those people who understand this are open to it, and people who are desperate and have tried everything else then begin
right.
to open up to this. But my family and my friends are the last people
right.
to buy into it until they get ill. And then
right.
they, you know, well, what do you know that can help me?
right. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, but they are there. I would not say that they are my friends because of what I do.
right.
A lot of them are very oriented towards doctors and medicine
right.
and the physical level being the physical level.
Yeah. And the one thing that I love, which is going on our planet right now, Jan, is that, you know, medical people are opening up to this more and more, you know. They're realizing that there is something else going on, you know, and they might not totally understand it yet, but they are becoming more and more aware of it and more open. Have you seen that yourself, that they're becoming more open?
I see movement and I see growth, but I don't yet see it in a big way towards
right.
the energy level. I see it towards Reiki. I see it towards acupuncture
right.
is becoming mainstream now, but that's
right.
still a physical chi, a physical energy. You can feel it in the body when it lets loose. What
right.
I do is very invisible. It's
okay.
really only available to those who meditate or can see or feel or read the energy level, which, again, we're growing into.
Yeah, definitely. Now, you have before we get too much far in our conversation, because sometimes I'll forget to mention people's websites. So you do have a website. You mentioned it. How do we get there?
It's janmerrill.com. My name is spelled JanMerrill.com.
Okay. Yeah, because one time I got so excited, because I get excited about this stuff. And one time I got so excited with a guest, and by the end of the program, they actually had to jump in and mention their website because I forgot to ask. So I wanted to be sure that we cover that, and we'll probably get to it again as we go on. But now, you also have wrote a book. Is that correct?
Yes, I have.
Okay, what's that book titled, and what's it about, sort of?
It's called Energy 101, The Key
okay.
to Understanding Holistic Health. And it is about what I do and what I've learned. The book goes into explaining how different parts of the body process different experiences that we have. You probably have heard of the chakras,
right.
The seven chakra system, and actually each chakra, which is, those are little energy centers that look like vortex energy, spinning, swirling
right.
energy that run vertically up the body. And each one is like a computer that processes different information that we experience. And so
right.
I talk about the areas of the body and where the blocks accumulate and why they accumulate in those areas and what
right.
it means. And then I go into some examples of sessions, readings that I've actually done, energy field readings that I've done. I diagram out so people can see what it looks like to me and explain
right.
what the meanings of those blocks are and what was happening in that person's life at the time. And then the third section is a section of remedies, things that you can do to heal.
Awesome. Now, how do we communicate somebody, because I'm interested in your book, so how would I get your book? How do I get it?
It's an on-demand book, so it's available through my website. There's
okay.
a book page, or just go directly to BookLocker, BookLocker.com. That's the printer.
Okay.
If you could just go to my website or Google Jan Merrill, you'll see a little link there for her book, you know.
Okay.
So there's, or just Google the title.
All right. We'll find it somewhere there. But, yeah, it sounds very interesting. Now, how did you you know, because I'm supposed to be writing a book. I've supposed to been writing a book for, unfortunately, a couple years here. But how did you get, you know, started in the book, and how did that all materialize for you?
Well, take heart, Michael, because it took me about 3 years to get this book done.
Okay.
The information was channeled. I actually was writing articles and when I started the book, I gathered together a lot of the written information that I'd already put out, and it helped me to create sort of an outline. And I just took it one step at a time. It wasn't channeled word for word, but the information was given to me, and then I would put it in words. And what took so much time was putting it all together, making it coherent,
right.
and then
right.
editing it.
Yeah.
But it came in bits and pieces, and right. It was a lot of information. I would never do this again in a book. I really gave you the whole kit and caboodle. Instead of giving you an appetizer, I gave you the whole meal.
Right, yeah. Because it sounds like it when you were describing it. I was like, wow, that's a lot of information that's inside that book. And you know,
It is, and it's a small book, too. It's a very thin book.
Right, yeah. So, because when you were talking about all that information, I was imagining, this book that's, pretty big. But Spirit has a way of condensing things and getting that out there. Now, you also have worked on an audio thing, or is that correct?
What I'm doing. This year has been a very productive year for me. I had a compulsion to sit down and do some little YouTube videos explaining
right.
what I do in energy medicine, and then I started to create. I've been promising my clients this for years, and finally decided I needed to do it. And it's a healing guided meditation. I put one out in the past that was very popular called Cutting Cords,
right.
and now I decided I needed to put one out on how to heal our fragments. And so that's what it is. It's a digital download. Just announced it this week. You can get it through my website or through cdbaby.com, and it's called Heal Your Fragments, and it's a guided healing meditation.
Okay. Now when you because you sent me an email and mentioned it. Now, the question I have, in case somebody doesn't, get all this energy stuff. Now, what are fragments? What are those? I mean, because you just mentioned...
That's a great question.
It
is a good question. And I can tell you what cords are, too, since I mentioned it.
Right.
Basically, when I read an energy field, there's certain information that I'll get. One, I mentioned before, I can see the blocks.
Uh-huh.
But the other things I sometimes see are these... what I call cords, they look like wires, sometimes pipes, coming off of the energy field. Usually they just look like black wires.
Right.
They connect us to another person, and it holds within it, we store emotional energy. And the black cords that I see store negative energy. So if you have an argument with somebody and you're storing anger or resentment or even fear, it is often stored within those cords.
Right.
And so... Oftentimes, we'll cut a cord when we know how to cut cords and we know how to meditate. We'll cut cords and we'll get an event. And sometimes you'll see the event might have happened to you in your childhood. Maybe it happened at 9 years old or 3 years old, or it could have happened, if you're in your 40s. It might have happened when you were in your 20s. It can be an adult any time in your life when your
right.
needs aren't met or when there's trauma. A part of us can splinter off and get stuck in that time frame. And
right.
that part of us, that fragment, goes in an endless loop of just experiencing and feeling that trauma, just like those little movies you see of ghosts in an endless loop.
Right.
And that negative energy, because of the law of attraction, will then attract to us more people and events that make us feel the way the fragment felt.
Right.
And so it's a point of attraction for negative people and events in our life, for us to feel more negative emotion. There's a great movie that Disney put out a few years back with Bruce Willis called The Kid.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Did
yeah.
you see that movie? Well, that movie really is about fragments and how he needed to heal his fragments in order to have a good, healthy relationship.
Right, yeah, that was actually let's plug the movie really quick. That was actually a really good movie. I really liked that movie. And that's what I learned. From it, yeah, it's definitely, because there's a lot of movies out there that are very spiritual if you watch for that spiritual content, and that's one of them. Yeah.
The spirit is, I have a list when I do a reading for people, because I also do questions and answers, channeled readings too, and I have a book list, and I have a list of movies. a reference list, basically, and they will tap in me when I'm talking to somebody and say, highlight this, send this, tell them to go see this movie or tell them to buy this book. And so they get a whole list of homework from me, too.
Right. And, well, that's good, you know, because, you know, a lot of times, you know, because people, you know, come and they ask us for, you know, answers, but also, you know, they're also, you know, if we just say, okay, this is what you're supposed to do, but we don't give them tools to say, okay, this is how you get it done, then somewhere we might be dropping the ball a little bit. But, yeah, it's good to give them tools as well and to say, hey, you know, this is how you do it. But, yeah, you know, the one thing I like about you, well, I like a whole bunch of things about you, but your energy is just awesome. I'm having to tone it down just a little bit so it doesn't affect me, but it's awesome energy, and I do appreciate it so much. Now, you know, if somebody doesn't understand, you know, what we're talking about when we're talking about energy, you know, I have some friends that ask me all the time, because I'm a Reiki master and do some energy work myself, you know, they're always asking me, what is energy? Now, how would you explain that to somebody if they're just listening?
Everything in this physical world comes out of a subatomic level of vibrating. I don't want to say particles, waves or particles.
Right.
It's all vibration. And what is that? Where does that come from? That comes from thought and emotion.
Okay.
Thought and emotion create vibrational energy. And vibrational energy comes in various frequencies. So the waves that are putting out radio signals right now and
right.
on AM and FM radio, they go out at a different frequency level.
Right.
So there you could go to 930 on the dial, or you could go to 1450 on the dial.
Right.
The lower frequencies are lower, slower, darker, more negative energies.
Right.
The higher frequencies are your more positive energy of joy.
Right.
You know, bliss, joy, just you can feel it. You can feel it when your energy is high, and you can feel it when your energy is low.
Right, definitely.
But it's not magical. It's thought and it's emotion that creates the frequency, and that's what we are. We are vibrating beings.
Right. Yeah, I totally agree with that, and that is awesome. I've never heard anybody explain it like that in that great of, you know, clear detail. That's awesome. That is very simple. And, yeah, because that's what I've always believed, you know, that we are vibration. You know, and once we get that, you know, and we watch our thought patterns, what are we thinking, you know, because whatever we're thinking, we're going to create that somehow. And it's going to vibrate and bring things into our lives. So that's pretty
clear. And
that's
it in a nutshell. That's really what it's all about, and that's how we create health, and that's how we create illness. But we're not aware that we're doing it most of the time.
Right, yeah.
Everything on this planet is choice, and it's choice of what you want to think and what you want to feel.
Yeah, and when I first started in my life, you know, I didn't know a lot of the stuff I don't know now, of course, and you know, you were the same way. We didn't know a lot of the stuff we know now, but we learned. And, you know, and our spirit guides talked to us and you know, and showed us things and showing us how to change them. And the one thing that they really started with me is watching my thought patterns. I mean, I pay attention to that more than a lot of people, because it is putting out, you know, stuff there. You know, if, you know, all of a sudden, if I'm feeling negative, or if all of a sudden I feel, you know, my body reacting some way, immediately I think, okay, what am I thinking about? What is going on? You know, and that's what we need to do. We need to pay attention to our bodies. It goes back to what you said earlier, is our bodies are telling us stuff. You know, if all of a sudden you're feeling pain or something, there's probably something wrong energetic-wise at the moment that you might want to pay attention to. Would you agree with that, or am I off?
Absolutely, absolutely. And as you're talking, I'm thinking of that little example from Atlanta that you mentioned about the lady sending love to this person who was standing there, who, as you were telling the story, I could feel that he was there because he had fear. Life was scaring him for one reason or another. There was so much fear
Yeah,
that he was reacting to his fear. And fear is the lowest energy. It's the lowest form of energy on the vibrational scale. And then she didn't match his fear, which is what normally we would do. We would have a knee-jerk reaction and become afraid when somebody's standing in front of us with a gun pointing at us, telling us they're going to kill us. But she did not match his energy.
No.
She threw him fear, which had to raise his energy out of fear.
Yeah.
And so I don't know where she took him to. Maybe she took him to hope.
Yeah. Yeah, because she did. She started. She's been all over the news, and she started telling her story about where her life was and how she turned her life around and how he could turn his life around, and was just standing there, just telling him how much that she loved him, how much that she cared about him, that you know, Spirit turned her life around and would do the same for him, and talked him in putting his bag on the counter, laying on the ground, putting his hands behind his back, and waiting for the police to walk in the door.
You talk about transformation, how you're not the person you were yesterday. Well, when she got through talking to him, she changed his frequency from fear to hope. And so he wasn't the same person he was when he walked in that door.
No, he wasn't. And you know, and he probably, you know, when she said, you know, I love you, first of all, he probably didn't know how to react to that, because maybe he never heard that ever in his life until that moment. And you know, but something triggered in him and got him, you know, to lay on the ground and to surrender. And that's awesome. And so,
it's interesting because she saved his life.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. Yeah, she did.
I mean, when he was in there about to kill other people, he would have ruined his life.
Yeah, well, because he probably wouldn't have got too much farther. and that's the thing. And you know, it goes to show that if we react from a place of love and we act from that higher vibration, which is Spirit trying to get us to, all kinds of amazing things can happen. And you know, and I'm glad that the news is also showing that story, because that's what we need to see, is that love can win.
That's an amazing story.
Yeah, that is an amazing story. You know, so, you know, a lot of news, unfortunately, a lot of news channels aren't carrying that story, but some are, and that is an amazing story of love. And it goes to show you energy. You know, she could have gone to that place of fear, and then no telling what could have happened. But, you know, she embraced him with love, and that was awesome. Now, how do we get hold of you again? Your website, please.
It's Jan Merrill, JanMerryl.com.
Okay.
And then people can call me. My number's on there. I have my email on there, and they can read all about what I do and look at the, you know, the meditations and the book. It's all on there.
Yeah. And that's an awesome website. I've gone to it. I actually have it pulled up at the moment. But, you know, there's just a lot of information there. And now you do this, now the energy is the same if you do this over the phone or if I came to you face-to-face, or do you even do this face-to-face? I don't know how you work.
You know, I used to. Over the years, when I was just doing questions and answer sessions, I did them in person. And as I started to go into the medical intuitive work, it takes me a level deeper. I have to go deeper. I love to sit here and just do channeling questions and answers because it comes naturally. But when I go into the medical intuitive scanning and I literally have to project into that energy, I am actually in that person's energy field. I cannot have any distractions. And somebody sitting in front of me in their physical body that I have to open my eyes and talk to is a distraction.
Right.
So I find that I much prefer to do this on the phone, and so I've eliminated doing any sessions in person, except if I'm having fun doing a fair or something like that, which I rarely do. But I do the work over the phone now for people, you know, although thank God you can talk to people all over the world.
Yeah. Yeah, because, you know, I've talked about this on the show a lot, you know, about, you know, when we do some guided meditations, sometimes when Spirit channels through me and we do guided meditations, you know, I tell people, close your eyes, because your eyes, you know, if our eyes are open, all we see around us is distraction sometimes. You know, we're easily distracted. With our eyes closed, we're focused more on that spirit within us. And you know, I think it's important. And I understand. It would be really hard for you to sit across from somebody and happen to watch them, and then all of a sudden you're a little distracted, and you might miss something. You know, you might, you know, there might be something that you really need to focus on, and yeah, so it's awesome to, that you can be able to do that over the phone.
Then what I do is I record it, and then I just send them a CD of the session, so they can listen to it over and over again, because these scans are jam-packed full of information. You just don't get it the first time around. Then I do guided healing sessions on how to go into your energy field. I literally go with them. I take them up to the higher vibrations, and I guide them through cutting cords and clearing the blocks, and I'll get them started on healing the fragments. You can't heal a fragment in just a few minutes over the phone. You need to go back and back and back, which is why I made the recording.
Right. Yeah, and that's awesome because a lot of I'm sure that there's a lot of information that comes out, and our brains just cannot comprehend a lot of information that quick. It's just not able to do that. So it is nice to have recordings. You know, I record readings the same reason because when I'm doing a reading for somebody, a lot of information comes out really, really quick. You know, I have either 30 minutes, you know, an hour, and there's a lot of information that pours out. And, you know, I always thought, why does John Edwards talk so fast? Now I know.
Right. Spirit sends you so much information in a fraction of a second. Then I find sometimes they'll be talking on two different or three different channels. It's like listening to three different radio stations at once.
Yeah, definitely. You know, because I tell them sometimes, I say, okay, can you guys get that all in one channel for me? Because I'm having a hard time trying to figure this out.
I just talk faster, like you said.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and that's what I tell, you know, I tell people, when I do readings for people, I say, okay, if I talk, you know, because I know I talk fast anyhow, but when I'm tapped into spirit and I'm doing a reading, it's like, blah, 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 blah. And you know, I tell people, I say, you know, if you don't get it, or you know, you need me to slow down, I will try. But what happens is all that information is being poured into us that we're trying to get it all out, and we're not even realizing that we're talking so fast. You know, half the time I don't remember readings. Are you like that? Do you remember?
No, I don't. But when I pick up somebody's energy again, the next time they call me, it'll all come back.
Right,
like stored in an energy packet somewhere, or the guides are opening it up. But unless I talk to them after I come out of whatever world I'm in, I really don't remember the details. And sometimes I can hardly remember anything.
Yeah, because that's what people don't understand about channeled information. And, you know, a lot of my program here is channeled. You know, half the time, I don't know what I've said on the show, you know. So, you know, because it's just, you know, spirit talking through me. And stuff like that, and I tell people, because I had a person come up to me one time after I did a live event, and they said, "Well, what about that?" And I was like, "What are you talking about?" You know, I didn't remember talking to them. You know, and it was just a few minutes before we took a break. You know, because we do go to some place. You know, we go into some kind of a zone, and you know, we have a hard time understanding or explaining how we get our information, but we just know that we do.
It's actually, I think we go into the higher dimensions.
Yes. Yeah.
And then you come back here and you're in a whole different place, you know. I actually have to take a note every now and then when I'm receiving two or three things from Spirit, and because I won't remember what they sent me, so I'll have to jot it down as I'm talking to people and then come back to it.
Yeah, because that's one thing that Spirit told me today. It was funny that you even mentioned that, because I went to Walmart to get some groceries, and when I was in there, Spirit said, "You need a notebook," and I thought about this last night, because you know, in the last 24 hours here, Spirit's just been pouring out a lot of information to me, more in the last 24 hours than at any other time of my life, and I find it very interesting. And so they said, "You need to get a notebook, because you're not going to remember all of this stuff. So you need to write it down."
Sounds like my higher self's been visiting you.
Yeah, because something's going on, because I was just like, you know, because it was like last night, I could hardly sleep, because it was like, bam, bam, bam. And I was like, whoa, okay, I need to sleep, guys. I am in human form still. So I do need to get some rest.
I find lists really help me with that. Once I write it down, I can forget about it.
Yeah, and that's the thing. And, you know, and I think that's what they want, you know. And that would go for anybody out there listening to us right now. You know, Spirit's talking to you, especially we're in an amazing time spiritually right now of an amazing awakening going on our planet, on humans. You know, it is an awesome time. And Spirit's given a lot of information. And so you're not going to remember everything. So either get you a voice recorder, get you a notebook, you know, write down stuff. You know, just jot you a note, and it will come back. You know, that's what they told me. They said, jot down a little note, and then we'll come back, and we'll talk about that. And that's
an
amazing thing. Yeah, it's an amazing thing about Spirit. Spirit works in amazing ways. But it is, you know, the one thing I thought was funny, you mentioned this earlier, and we're probably not going to get to any calls, but and I apologize to the callers. I just don't feel like that we're supposed to. But, you know, the one thing that I find was amazing was when you were talking about family and how when they get sick they call you, but they're like, oh, we're not really sure about this. But it is interesting that they know it works when they need it. Does that make sense?
I think I think, you know what there is? There is something called cognitive dissonance.
Right.
For people that don't know what that is, the best way I can explain it is a story that I heard about Columbus when he discovered America. And
right.
His ships were on the shoreline. And the natives looked out, and even though the ships were there, they never saw them. They never, because they had nothing in their mind, in their brain, that
right.
they put anchor to. They had never seen anything out on the ocean like a ship before. So it was invisible
right.
to them. You know, until it took hold. Reiki used to be like that. You know,
right.
I remember when I took Reiki, never would have been in a hospital or anything like that.
Right.
So it's the same thing today when you talk about is it getting acceptance. People use their eyes, as we were saying before, to see outside of them. And what
right.
I do is not outside, it's inside. So people who are meditators, they can relate. They can understand to the inside world. But then when you're ill and you get, sometimes illness is a spiritual awakening. Sometimes it's put in there because you're too focused on the external world. You're not getting your lessons. You're not hearing anything inside. And so your guides have to find a way to slow you down. And
right.
your body has to send a signal to you, okay, you've got to find some inside-outside balance here.
Right.
And so when they really get desperate enough, you know, they'll turn to anybody that says they can help them.
Right.
And then
yeah.
they open a little crack, and then when they get better, they forget about it again.
Right. Yeah. And But, you know, it is nice that people do reach out when they need to, you know, reach out to you. And I just looked at the clock, and unfortunately, I have to get ready to say goodbye to you. I really don't want to, but it's just the way it is. You know, we still live in a world of time. But, you know, I do appreciate it. It was a pleasure, honestly. It was a pleasure having you here. We'll have to have you back sometime, or maybe you could do some sample things and, you know, things like that. But, you know, I just really felt like today just to get to know you a little bit. And, you know, we were on a roll here. And, you know, I do really appreciate your energy so much. And I'm glad that you're on the planet helping people like me and helping others and continue to do your work. Now, one more time with your website, please.
JanMerrill.com.
All right. Well, Jan,
I want to thank you too, Michael.
Yeah, hopefully you enjoyed your time with me.
I very much enjoyed it, and I would love to come back. I would love to talk about maybe some kinds of energy that causes particular illnesses. So people maybe could call in and say, oh, I have this problem, that problem, and not to get into their energy field, but just to say, well, this is what kind of thinking or what kind of energy underlies those kinds of symptoms.
Right.
To give
that,
us something
that,
to think about.
Yeah, that would be awesome. So we'll definitely have to do that, and I'll be in touch with you probably as soon as we get done with the show. But you know, about getting you back here with us. But you know, yeah, it's been definitely a pleasure. And I'm gonna let you go. you know, I'm going to have to wrap up and do some business stuff on my own here. But, you know, I do appreciate you being here, and I will be talking to you in the very near future, I promise. All right?
Thank you,
Jean.
So much. It was a joy and a pleasure.
All right. Bye-bye.
Blessings.
Yeah, blessings to you. Namaste. Her website, www.jammerl.com. Check her out. I do some medical intuitive stuff. I don't do a lot. That's just not what Spirit's really called me to do. I can do some if I need to. We all have areas of expertise. And I will tell you, as a psychic medium, and I will tell you that when I have guests on here, I don't know these people really. You know, it's always, me just taking a chance here. But I will tell you how I find people is, you know, I just go down a list. And, you know, I go to, like, the internet, and I type in medical intuitive, and then I go down the list, and people that pop out at me, I contact. When I was going down the list, her name popped out. And I looked at her picture, and you can tell a lot about a person by their picture, if you're energetic at all. And she just jumped out at me, and I'm so honored to have her on this program. And I've had some awesome guests. She's on that list. And so she would definitely be back with us. And if I didn't get to you, you know, we mentioned it earlier on the program that I didn't know if we were going to take calls. Don't get into that energy of anger. That's not a good place to go. And then if you go into that place of anger, then your body's going to start reacting. I will tell you, and this is true, I went into a place the other day of anger. All of a sudden, my side that hadn't hurt for a while started hurting because it was remembering that. It was connecting with that. And so I was like, okay, what's wrong with me energetic-wise? So pay attention to your bodies. Your bodies are telling us that there's something going on in our energy field, something that maybe you're thinking, some weird thoughts popped into your head. And, you know, you're saying, okay, come and sit down and let me talk to you for a while. We're entertaining negative thoughts. Then we're wondering why our bodies are reacting in strange ways. Pay attention to that. Get in contact with her. Come on, honestly, guys. She has awesome energy. And, I highly recommend her. I've had other medical intuitives on there. There's some really good ones. A lot of them have been right here. And so I'm not saying that, you know, they're not been on other shows well, but I've had some really awesome medical intuitives here and some really awesome guests, and we're going to have some more in the very near future. So one of those are coming up next week. Austin Wells will be back with us. She's been here before. Then Pam Hughes, the lady that worked on me when I was in Colorado. I will tell you, most of my life, well, actually all my life, from the moment I was born that I can remember anyhow, from the moment I could start remembering, I always had a headache, always. The right side of my head always hurt. I went to Colorado to have an event, and Pam Hughes worked on me with a harp and some vibrational stuff in her voice. Yeah, off the hook. All I can tell you is from that moment till this moment, since I've been back from Colorado, since I've had that treatment, I've had no headache, no pain on the right side of my body. Zero. She'll be with us at the end of the month here. So some really cool things coming up. I will be teaching and polychanneling Stephen tomorrow. Stephen is my spirit guide. I have a full body channel for him. If you go to our website right now, if you go to the About page, www.insightswithmichael.com. If you go to the About page, there is information there now. I don't got the information about Stephen written down yet, but there is information about Insights with Michael. There's information about me. And underneath the information about me, it says recent channeled message. We did have that on the program yesterday, but I took that out of that program. And if you just want to listen to the channeled message, go to the website. Stephen did speak to us yesterday. And it's on the website, www.insightswithmichael.com. All right, we're done for today. Jan, thank you so much for being here, and and may you always be blessed, and we'll definitely have you back. Probably, I'm hoping that we can have you back in September. Something for you to think about. Great things are ahead, guys. Continue to pray for our world. Our world needs to vibrate on a higher vibration. An example of a higher vibration vibrating on our planet was yesterday in that school. You know, if you go back to that other school in Connecticut, that was awful that happened there. That could have happened yesterday. But somebody was vibrating in love and not in fear. And not just saved her life and countless number of children. He was going to blow things up, guys. But saved his life and gave him a chance to vibrate on a higher vibration. And that's awesome. And that's what we all need to do. So be love today. You know, be love. Don't work in a vibration of fear or a vibration of anger or lower vibration. Let's vibrate a little higher today. Let us be the light that the world desperately needs right now. Continue to send white light to Washington, D.C., in that area. Continue to do that, please. There's just some things that possibly could be vibrating into a place here, and we don't want that. So we're going to continue to send love into our planet and into the universe. And as we do so, things will change. Love can change all kinds of things. A fine example was yesterday. When I saw that story and I heard that story, I was like, thank you so much. Not just to her, but the Spirit, for showing me that love does win. It's an amazing story, guys. Love wins. And you know, it was just amazing. Nobody got hurt yesterday. He had all kinds of weapons, had all kinds of explosives. He went into that school with the intent of destroying himself and as many people as he could take with him. But love had other plans for him. I can imagine his eyes when, you know, because Spirit told me that he never had heard those words very much. And can you imagine you're standing there with a gun and you have somebody looking at you straight in your eyeball saying, hey, you know, I love you. Amazing. So, you know, think about that. You know, I talk a lot on this program about how there's not positive stories on the news and, you know, too much, you know, good doesn't come out of there. But I appreciate the news stations that are running that story and talking about that because it raises the vibration of our planet. And so that's awesome. All right. Thank you guys so much for listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. Check out Jan Merle's website. I'll give you that really quick as we get ready to close here, www.janmerle.com. My website, if you'd like to set up a reading with me or get more information about me, is www.insightsofmichael.com. If you would like to drop us an email, you can do so at youareawakening@gmail.com. We will be back on air tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central. We will be on air tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. Join us then. Be blessed always. You be you. I'll be me. And together, we will get there. Bye for now, guys. Thank you.